Hey, I want you to walk in my shoes. What does that mean? To walk in somebody's shoes. Happy birthday this week, by the way. Y'all say happy birthday to Mariah? Happy birthday. And you're getting older, just so you know. Okay, all right, here, scoot out of the way here. All right. So if you're going to walk in my shoes, what would it be? If I walk over this way, what would you do? Possibly. You're the one giving the answer here. What do you say? You want to walk in my shoes. Does it mean you follow? Sometimes it does. What else does it mean? Whoa. Here, come over here. Come over here. So when you walk in somebody's shoes, have you ever heard that expression? You should walk in their shoes. Oh, I have an idea.
No.
I'm sure it would work out. Here, you give me your shoe, and I'll give you my shoe. That's the other foot. The other foot. That's right. Thank goodness you only have two. It would take forever. Okay, here. Just try that on. These are all clean. I powdered them ahead of time, like the bowling alley. A little too big. I'm going to try this on. It's possible. I'm a man of faith. Let's see. Even my toe doesn't quite... Okay, let's just try it. Okay. Well, why don't you try walking in my shoe? Just walk on down there. Just try. How's that feel?
Too big.
Too big. Yeah? All right. Well, so what here? You can have that back because that was way too small for me. I want everybody, right now where you are, I want you to look down at your feet. And if you can't see your feet, then we can have another conversation about working out this week. So look down at your feet. I want you to look at your shoes. Now I just care, just for a moment, look at the person's feet next to you. Just glance. Look at those feet. Some of you have sandals on. It may not be pretty. That's right, like Mariah does. And I want you to think for a minute, what would it be like to walk in that somebody else's shoes? What that means is not just to follow where they go, that's part of it, and it's certainly not have the same size feet they do, right? Because some of us would have like huge feet. Others of us have little teeny feet. So walking in somebody's shoes means that you want to walk and understand their life and empathize with them to understand what life is like in their feet, in their shoes. So it's being able to imagine, as we look at the other person's feet, to say, I wonder what life is like if I were them. You know, sometimes we hear things, you know, about people, we hear comments about people, we'll hear something, you know, good, sometimes not so good, but we just hear things, news about people, and what we need to do is not too quickly judge them and say, those are big feet, or those are stinky feet, or those, I never fit in those shoes. What we want to be able to do with other people when we hear stories from other people is to imagine, I wonder what life is like in their shoes, to more deeply understand them. So when someone is explaining a problem to you, or a concern, or someone is upset, or someone is excited about something, that we could just imagine, gee, I wonder, would you tell me a story of what it's like to be you? Would you explain, just so I would understand a little bit more about what it means to lead my life and aware of what it's like for you to lead yours? Because by understanding each other and by walking in each other's shoes, we can more deeply appreciate each other, encourage each other, and have just the words to say that will lift people up. You know, God's word reminds us that we shouldn't let any unwholesome talk ever come out of our mouth. Only use words that edify and build up. And that's what it means to walk in each other's shoes. And Jesus is the master at that. He walked in our shoes. He understands what's going on in our life. And that's why he, as our Savior, is able to lift us up, because he understands us more than anybody else ever. So remember, you can count on Jesus. And you can count on your friends here. And all of us need to walk in each other's shoes just to understand the roads that we have traveled. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for our feet. I thank you for where our feet have taken us. Some of those journeys, really quite long ago. Lord, thank you that we all once wore baby shoes. Now we don't. And that as our feet grow, may our life grow. And may we also be able to appreciate the life of another, that neighbor, that friend, that person with a different view than ours. Lord, help us to empathize and to understand what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes today, knowing that you have walked in ours. And for your love, we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.